I'm going to go ahead and assume that you think this is amazing.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, someone of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey!
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Quantimino.
Tim and O. Juicy fruit. The taste.
Juicy.
The taste will get right to ya?
Is that
or
real?
Or through ya?
It'll go right juicy. Through ya?
To ya or through ya.
That would be crazy if they said it'd go
you,
right through.
Do you remember the jingle for Juicy Fruit? Juicy Fruit, taste, gonna move ya.
Something in the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Like what era of Juicy Fruit?
They don't do commercials for Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, anymore, they don't advertise for Juicy Fruit.
They've done Juicy Fruit ads.
Do they really?
Isn't Juicy Fruit wild?
Yeah.
It's like zebra gum.
Kinda.
Yeah. I like Juicy Fruit though. It's an interesting damn concept because you're used to getting gum
wet.
That's... Yeah. Get the mouth wet. You used to having gum that's minty or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's sweet.
Also, you're used to having gum that's substantial and lasts for a long time. But if you try this out, if you try Juicy Fruit out, it's a change of pace because it lasts for about 5 fucking seconds.
5 chews.
It's not very substantial at all. So, yeah, I agree.
Y'all remember the one with the zebra on
Oh, my God. I just said zebra gum.
Jesus Christ, burrito.
Oh,
zebra gum lasts for nothing.
Tell me about the zebra gum. Down. Is this fruit stripes?
Yes, it's fruit
okay.
stripes.
Is that the one that comes in like the Band-Aid looking
no,
tin?
No, that's the fruit by the foot.
It comes in a pack, and the sticks are all taped together.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen
tins?
Like, it's like a tin? Like
yeah.
And it has gum inside of it?
That sounds familiar.
Like Altoids filled with gum?
Yeah, is it Altoids? Is it 5 gum?
Oh, look at this. It's Hubba Bubba Ouch.
Hubba Bubba Ouch.
Never heard of
it. Oh, it has Band-Aids.
Yeah, it's like fake Band-Aids
it's
that you
Band-Aids.
Chew.
Yeah. It's a Band-Aid gum.
Band-Aid shaped gum.
You know? Wow.
Yeah, you don't remember this?
I like those novelty gums, you know, like,
bubble
like the Big League Chew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or bubble tape.
But I don't think you're making, you know, your bread and butter money. Wrigley's ain't fucking paying no rent with those other flavored gums.
Yeah. That's just dreams.
What, like Big Red?
Yeah.
Big League
Come
Chew?
On now.
Dude, when was the last time you purchased a pack?
A Big League Chew?
Of Big Red.
Big Red?
Or Big League Chew.
No, I always...
You're more likely to go for the Chew than you are Big Red.
And how much do you think a pack of 5 sticks costs these days?
25 cents.
No way.
It's probably
do they
50.
Sell it in,
I'm thinking it's
in
like,
5 packs anymore?
No, I think they have to sell to you in like bulk these days.
They have to sell you a dollar's worth.
So it'd be at least, $2.
Anytime I've had Big Red in the past 5 years, I've always just found it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's on the ground?
On the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah.
Behind your Big Red? Holy fuck, Big Red. Oh, wow. Still cinnamony.
Right? That did keep its flavor really well.
It did. Anything, well, I guess cinnamon
it's
is
spicy.
Yeah.
Like minty, spicy.
Anything sweet just goes away.
Yeah.
That's. So what did you want to talk about Juicy Fruit?
No, but Juicy Fruit is the gum that put Wrigley's on the map.
Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah. The story, the Wrigley story is based on Juicy Fruit.
Right.
And that's what's crazy is Juicy Fruit's primitive gum. That's why it's terrible. And the other fun fact about Juicy Fruit
I don't think they're innovating gum, buddy.
Which fruit is Juicy Fruit?
No, it's the Juicy Fruit. You never had
it's
the Juicy
the fruit
Tree?
Of Juicy.
The Juicy
fruit of
tree?
Juicy True.
Juicy Tree?
Tell us about the Juicy Tree, Gemini Jackson.
But basically, all these bitches who have juicy written on their butt.
They shit.
They shit.
And then the shit fertilizes the tree and gives it that sweet,
tree.
Sweet taste.
Right. So what you're tasting is ash drippings.
Well, it gets transformed through, you know, photogenesis or whatever it's called.
Yeah, through.
What's it called? Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis.
Photogenesis.
What is that? Is that anything?
It's something.
Photogenesis?
Photogenesis.
Photogenesis.
Like photogenic?
Yeah, never mind. Anyway,
it's your experimental album.
Photogenesis.
Yeah, or his. It just sampled Phil Collins.
It's like his photography. It's like Brian McFly, Photogenesis, black and white photography.
It's his, yeah, it's
nudes.
His,
my Instagram?
It's his, no, it's your daily diary.
Daily? Oh, his photo blog.
That right, sounds stupid, dude. I can't believe I'd do that in
the
future.
It's Brian's of New York.
Time to suck today's dick. Yeah, well, and then so that Juicy Fruit built Wrigley Stadium is what you're telling me?
Should have been Juicy Fruit Stadium.
Yeah,
if I'm hearing correct.
It's the same Wrigley, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they went gangbusters until they're like, oh, mint.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Like double mint?
Mint changed the game for a lot of things.
Because it made gum
toothpaste
practical.
Toothpaste didn't used to be minty until they're like, hey, my mouth feels clean now.
That's right.
Do you remember the color of a pack of double mint gum?
Double mint?
Yeah.
Is it like
is it green?
White.
Yeah, green, yeah. But two shades of green.
Really?
That's crazy.
Oh,
right?
Is Wrigley's white?
Mm.
Is one that the one with the twins?
I mean, it's called double mint.
In the commercial?
Dude.
Maybe.
And they that was triplets. A fucking sexy ass commercial, dude.
When those tennis twins came out.
Tennis twins!
Oh my God. Hold on.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, type twins. In tennis twins!
Tennis twins gum.
Tell us about it,
McFly!
Wow,
that's pretty different.
Oh man, I want to fucking. I mean.
Double up your pleasure.
Oh my.
Double
God.
Your fun.
Damn,
double
they
mint,
were like.
Double mint.
They were making implications, dude.
Double mint gum.
This is a random tweet. I remember in the early 2000s, every beer commercial was horny for twins. Is that true?
Beer commercial.
Hmm.
Anyways, but
the only beer commercial I remember was
Budweiser frogs.
Yeah, but dude, twins, man.
Yo, Dookie.
Twins. Twins, I mean, on my schwins.
Oh, the countdown clock.
What about
that? Pick
up
the phone.
What's that?
Burrito, do you remember a countdown clock with twins?
Countdown.
Was it Meat Spins?
Oh no, I bet it was. I bet it was the Olsen twins.
Oh my
ding, ding,
God,
ding,
dude.
Ding. It was a trap! It was a trap!
That kind of countdown in Burrito was,
you know,
subscribed.
It's such a waste. It's such a waste when you have twins that are like ugly and fat.
Right.
It's like, why do we need two
just
of them?
Just be two separate people. What if you guys were just you somewhere else?
Yeah, man.
Why don't you guys just separate and
technically
find your own
you're
way.
Minutes apart, right?
You can go your own way.
Go your own.
Instead of men going their own way, it's fat chicks going their own way.
Midgal, dude.
Midgal.
Men go.
Oh, Midgal.
MGTOW is what they call it.
MGTOW.
MGTOW. I started that group.
Yeah.
Because I'm a damn incel.
Wow.
But
how's that going?
We're working on it.
How's incel going?
Well, it feels weird because I do have sex with women, so the other incels don't like that. They resent me.
Wow.
But
is
I still have the
that?
Hatred
King
in my heart
incel.
For. Yeah.
You know how you have like a pastor, right?
What's that?
A pastor.
Yeah, of a church.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like King Incel.
A minister that can have a wife.
Oh, I see.
Where you're feeling it?
No, but the other incels do not like me because I'm having sex with women.
Right.
So I'm not even in their...
Precludes you from being involuntarily...
I can't even go in the church of
involuntarily
incel.
Celibate.
But I feel them, though. I agree with them.
Yeah. Well, you can agree with their ideals, but that doesn't mean they're going to accept you.
That's true. Incels...
You're not getting into heaven. Because you can't pass through an eye of a needle with all that camel on you.
Shit!
Camel, like pussy now. It's camel.
Give me that camel, bitch.
Girl, let me slide up in that camel.
Girl, let me slide
you
in between
what
them
I mean?
Humps.
A hump back? It's camel toe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's accepted.
Grease up a camel toe. Quoted wait times. 6 to 8 weeks. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh, wow.
Whatever it is, I don't need it.
But remember when
things
delivery. Were like that?
Order things from TV. Yeah. Everything you used to say 6 to 8 weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
Please allow 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah.
Please allow
plus
enough
shipping and handling.
But I think this is what happened with a lot of those I've seen on TV things is they would have so many orders all at once that they had to like clear
space
this queue that would take like 6 to 8 weeks to get through.
No, you know what it is?
Tell us about it, Gemini.
They don't have stock yet.
Uh-huh.
So they manufacture it.
It's like a proof of concept.
Yes.
Yeah. Just
they're
in time.
Trying to see
some
if they
JIT
can make
model.
It.
Model.
Right. And then manufacture it and sell it for
that's
at least a little
really.
Bit of profit so that they can start an inventory cycle.
It is bad because like 6 to 8 weeks is just enough time for you to like regret having bought whatever you bought.
Yeah.
And you get it, you're like, I don't even fucking want, I wasted my money on this.
I like crusty feet. I don't need a pet egg.
Yeah, I don't need a friggin' pet egg. I do need a pet egg, but
when was the last time you used a pet egg?
Well, and then I did count you shake it the bottom of the bottom of swimming pools. I count that as a pet egg.
I also it feels really good actually. So,
anytime I need to, you know, get some flakes off, dude, I just take a little dip.
Sometimes I just
you hit the YMCA.
Sometimes I wear three pairs of socks so my feet get a little bit moist, and then just rub them on the concrete. Bad.
And then you
rub them on the concrete. Just rub my feetsies on the concrete.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Steam bath. Steam bath Willie.
Can we ask what you ordered, or is that not relevant?
Oh, it's not relevant. I just saw a TV commercial, and I was like, 68 weeks is kind of a long time.
Yeah, I've already forgotten that I bought this. And when it shows up, I'm like, what the fuck did Drunk Gemini do again? I already have three fleshlights.
What did Drunk Gemini do 2 months ago?
Yeah, I already have three fleshlights.
Yeah. But it emphasizes that you expect things within a couple weeks, like... You know, days at the most.
One day is the norm. Yeah, 2 days.
Well, my God.
Like, if you knew something was, like, they gave you this, it's going to take 5 days because it's coming from another country.
That feels long,
You know what I mean? It's like, it's fine, but
there's very seldom things.
6 to 8 weeks these days.
There's very seldom things that
unacceptable.
I can't get 1 or 2 days from now. Yeah, maybe a specialty item.
Perhaps a Japanese import.
Oh, he's out of the bottle, man.
I don't know. Maybe you're ordering a bride from
Russia.
Yeah,
they don't have those at the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, they got to grow them, dude.
Right. 18 years? 18 years? And then found out, wasn't even he.
Damn, dude. Shout out Kanye. I hope you're doing well, man.
He's doing great.
I hope you're doing okay, man.
You need to sit your little sexy ass.
On the
I'm
real.
Sending you love.
Yeah.
I don't know. This comes out months from now, so maybe by then you've had your redemption arc. And you're woke as hell now.
Oh, the new album's come out.
And then you have to do a retraction. And then 2-3 months later, he's back to being based when the retraction comes out. And then it sounds like you're just opposite cycles of Kanye when really you're on the same wavelength.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Guesstimation unknown.
Guesstimation unknown.
While on the topic of music.
Sure.
Guessing.
All right. In its first week of being released... Mm. How many copies of Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water were sold
in the first week?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, was it like a, was there a groundswell? Was it like a grassroots effort, or was it hot right off the?
You just have to know.
I'm sure there was like a single out, maybe Nookie has been on the radio for a couple weeks or something. You know what I mean?
First week.
I think this is the one with Nookie on it.
Okay,
right?
So I don't even know how much it sold in its entire, like up until this point. So
yeah, don't give us that.
That would help.
I don't think I'd have
it helped
that.
Too much.
I don't know. A million? That's just.
I was going to say 666,000.
Damn. Shit. That's what
Ryan's
I'm
saying. A million? Burrito?
Just one of those days.
Just try to imagine how many angry white kids there were.
Oh no!
With money at the time that they earned at McDonald's,
and they definitely got it for their birthday.
Yeah, okay, their mom bought.
So, Brian is going with a million.
Yeah,
Gemini is going with 666,000.
Yeah,
maybe I'll go somewhere in the middle of that. So like 800,000.
Wow!
All right. Winner is Brian.
Whoa.
How many?
1,054,511 copies.
Fuck.
Wow.
In its first week of being released.
Good for you.
They went platinum on the first
week. With 400,000 on the first day.
400K on the first
close
day.
Close to gold,
this is 2000.
Right?
This is 20 years ago.
Huh?
Gold's like 500K, I think.
Yeah, it was under, I think.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But platinum is a mil?
I believe it is.
Damn.
It's just one of those days.
A lot of angry white kids. A lot of angry white kids.
How'd you guys feel about that album title?
It
sucked at the time.
Whimsical.
No, it's funnier. I feel like it's funnier now.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't appreciate it.
Say it again.
Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
You know
what
it is.
It's just doing too much. Wait, what's the hot dog flavored water part?
It's either...
So chocolate starfish is an asshole.
Right.
What's the chocolate? It's just...
Hot dog flavored water could be cum.
Also, it could be literally, it could be metaphorical, but literally hot dog flavored water.
Right.
Like you know how my mom boils meat?
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Or just draining out Vienna sausage into someone's asshole.
Oh, okay.
The can
hot
of.
Hot dog flavored water.
The can of Vienna sausage.
You're thinking it's jizz in an ass?
Yeah, uh-huh. Kind of.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Jizzing in someone's ass is funny.
It's hilarious. I always giggle every time I bust a load in somebody's ass.
She's like, what? It's like, it's just funny. I just came in your ass.
Dude, You got butt cum babies. In your ass.
And then your butt
you got,
ate it.
You got cum in your ass.
And your butt freaking ate it, dude. It does not, it doesn't drip out. That's crazy.
Front butt, it drips out. Back butt.
I know.
Back butt got control is the difference.
People don't talk, I mean, there's sphincters. You know, when people talk about the miracle of like the, human life and all that, they existence. Don't talk about how the butt eats the cum. Right. And that's like a miracle in and of itself.
The body just dissolves the cum. It's great.
Is the body able to take some sort of nutrient
from that
jizz? It
goes into the system. So I'm sure they can take the proteins and all that and
just
reclaim them.
Jizz contains calories. There's energy.
Yeah, but can
so
you
So they
can
could
you
sustain can, with enough... I mean, Lil' Kim did it.
Can you get calories through your butt, though?
Yeah. It goes you into can get your, drunk. It goes into the bloodstream.
The blood.
Is that how and calories then, work, though? I thought they had to go through some systems.
The digestive.
It doesn't do that.
Right.
It does go into the blood, though.
So maybe you can't uptake as many nutrients
but the
as
jizz
possible.
Goes in, some of the jizz goes into the blood, though, right?
Yeah.
Some part of the jizz.
There is an exchange.
That's amazing.
Don't forget about the stimulation of endorphins.
They don't talk to you about this in sixth grade science class, and they should.
Yeah. You know, they didn't teach us about butt sex in sixth grade science class. It could have been helpful because, you know, the very first times you do
you go, where is it?
You're just, you're poking in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawling in the dark by Hoobastank.
Crawling in
that's what that's about.
Her skin.
That's what that's about.
he thinks there's skin in her butthole.
There is.
Isn't there?
I mean, is mucous membrane skin?
It's all mucous membranes.
Yeah.
But is that skin?
Well, where does skin stop?
I think it stops at the entrance.
On your mouth.
This isn't is it skin. Like in, I guess that is
inside.
Some, is that still kind of skin? We have a lot of science questions. We need a scientist
on here. Where does skin stop? Where does skin stop?
Where does skin stop?
Where does skin stop?
Is the inside of your mouth, is that technically skin? Is it a different type of skin?
Because there's nothing here. If you cut this whole thing, it's just a piece of skin.
Here for radio.
If you cut the whole side of your mouth, it's just a piece of skin.
We'll have to do some research on mucous membranes.
Yeah.
Anyways, my vote is that if your dick goes into a butt, it's not touching skin anymore. It's touching
it is. It's touching outsides of the butt.
Like the bottom of your shaft the cheeks. Is getting...
No.
Cheeks is touching
strangled.
Skin.
No, because I'm spreading the cheeks so far
it open.
Yeah.
That it's
and
not
then you're wedging it
because
with your elbow.
I think it's gross. I don't like it's icky. I don't want
my
dick
my
touching
dick
skin.
Touching skin, even though my dick is 97% skin.
The large intestine the large intestine is primarily absorbing water. So I don't know what else.
There's a lot of water in cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be
97% water, I believe.
And alkaline.
Most
yeah,
of the food nutrients are being absorbed in the small
like
intestine.
Like Pocari Sun.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. I mean, it doesn't go through that, right? But maybe they can swim all the way up there. What do you think?
What, this cummies?
Uh-huh. All 22 feet.
Wow.
Of intestinal tract just to
and
get back
also,
up to the guts.
I hate to bring this up. I don't really hate to bring it up. But fistulas. Can you impregnate a woman that has a fistula through her ass?
Sure. Yes, of course.
Sounds like
did
the
Did we talk about that
open.
When we did the fistula connection?
We only
that
went one way.
Two.
We only went one way.
Let's talk about fistula connection part two.
The way I'm we saying, went was her pissing out of her butt.
Right. Now we're saying let's impregnate her
through her
butt.
Fistula.
Yeah.
So that when her baby comes out, you can laugh and say that's literally a butt baby.
Maybe the baby could come out of the butt. You just go.
I think it does sometimes.
Really?
Pull the whole baby thing through cracks. The fistula?
The whole thing rips,
oh,
man.
You're talking about the perineum rips?
Gone. Gone, buddy.
Brita didn't like that.
Gone, girl.
You didn't like the... I was talking about the perineum ripping?
Oh, no.
So you were grimacing about something else? What's going on? Is it your ear?
Scratching his ear.
I was listening to you, but...
Sure,
but
I was
no,
listening to you guys,
like
totally.
A weird thing in my ear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's your earbuds. Brian McFly.
It's your earbuds.
Yeah, it was my voice, dude. It irritates people.
Irritates.
Oh, no.
Oh, no! Oh,
all right, guys.
No.
You got this from here?
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and go on home.
We should probably
all we
just
needed,
go.
Man.
You're right.
The trophy is yours.
Wow. You know, what a rich conversation, though, I would say. Would you call that rich?
Which part? The butt eating the cum?
Just talking about the... Just
where
the,
skin starts and stops?
Not just that. I'm just saying in general and how the butt eats the cum. Did you already say that?
I think the blood eats the cum part is pretty rich.
The butt eats the cum and then the blood eats it.
The blood eats the butt.
Whoa.
But I just think, you know, I'm not even joking, dude. I'm just saying, like, the body...
Knows.
Amazing thing.
Body remembers.
The body remembers.
Is a wonderland. A temple.
The body is a temple.
Winterdam wonderland.
Damn, Christmas is coming up in
8 months.
I don't know.
Christmas just passed. Let's do one for each of them. Hey, Christmas is coming up in a couple months. Hey, Christmas is coming up next week. Hey,
Christmas is a passed. Long time from now.
Hey, we're only about a year away from Christmas.
Yeah.
What is this, amateur hour?
I think that was
Double X Quantimino.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wilute has financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight. Oh, well, wait. Julio will be diversified holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today.
I'll get it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Zeus.
Top of the hour. Hospice nurse charged for allegedly cutting off man's foot without permission.
It's one thing if you ask.
Oh,
chicken fried.
Yeah.
Egg. And I say, you know what? Well, sure, go ahead. Cut it off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can ask, but still not gain permission.
No, yeah,
just
I know.
Do it anyway.
It's funny. It's like, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to cut off your foot, all right? No.
Chomp. The worst part, dude, is that they didn't ask.
The hypocrisy. A witness later told police that the nurse told her that she intended to preserve and display the foot.
The nurse said that?
The nerve of this nurse.
Oh my God.
She's just a trophy hunter.
Why don't
why get... would you put why would you trophy hunt a foot? You could just get a foot.
Is this nurse
when people really like feet?
Oh.
Not dude feet. Nobody likes dude feet, right?
This nurse.
Are there women? Hey, hey, lady listener. You hear that one? Lady listener.
If you ever hear this.
Yeah. If you ever hear this. Yeah, we're broadcasting this across galaxies, right? We're beaming it to the furthest
reaches.
There's
got to be another one out there.
Right, another galaxy. There's just one. I love to
one per galaxy?
No, that there's a galaxy that their only media is Slam City Radio.
Oh, wow, dude. I feel like sorry. They waited with bated breath,
Bated breath for once their a weekly week. Drops. For... No, the thing is... They have it already like in the future. They have just, the future episodes.
So yeah. Wait. So okay. So they're on the schedule. If we were actually doing this,
no, they're ahead of us.
Oh my God!
They're hearing stuff we haven't even done yet.
Oh my God! Just can you imagine the bits, dude?
Hot.
I'm
shit
sure we've
bits.
Matured by then. We're doing very mature bits,
right?
In
we're,
the future,
right? Yeah. We're
no this cum, is, no nope. fistulas.
Nope. Oh no!
Only like very helpful tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Slam City, the very helpful tips and tricks podcast. I'm your host, Gemini Jackson, and with me in the booth. Yeah.
Off the top, give me life a tip. Out. Come on, life pro tip. Latest one off the top.
Make sure you wipe your ass.
Wait, always your wipe damn your ass. Ass.
Always wipe your ass.
How about wet naps?
That'll do.
It's all right. Oh, to wipe your ass with? With which to wipe your ass?
If you have no other choice, your bidet is not with you.
But don't.
But don't. Just hold it till you get back to your crown.
No. I wipe my ass with anything, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Just get it clean enough. You're gonna shower again soon.
I do want to get some
wipes.
So I'm
gonna go eat it anyway.
But what naps do change the game?
I haven't had any baby wipes yet. I haven't tried
it.
That.
I want to do it.
You should try it.
Try it. McFly, get back to
McFly
us.
McFly it.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of just back to this cutting off a foot thing.
Foots.
So what happened was he had
gout,
frostbite on each feet.
Frost.
And he was in. So he was in hospice care. I think what happened was he was like, "Look, I'm about to die. How about you just fucking leave it on?"
Yeah.
And she was like,
"As
no,
is right. No.
I want to put this in my display case.
I need to get them tootsies
wait,
before they fall
die?
All the way off." Did he die?
Know. I'm sure he's dead.
He's in hospice.
He was in hospice.
But you can go into hospice if you're just indigent.
If
oh,
you were
really?
Gonna
yeah.
remove a frostbite,
if nobody wants to talk, like take care of you, you can go into hospice.
Wait,
care.
Are you about to ask like how do you jerk off to a frostbitten foot because it's not as hot anymore?
It's all you, man.
No, you just
drill a hole
fuck
in it
through the fuck through the hole.
Just like spread the toes.
What if feet? Hey, Brito, what if feet guys think of frostbitten toes?
Blasphemy,
that's gotta be bad,
right?
Right?
Like a missing one from frostbite.
I mean, they probably think it's pretty cool.
Like it fell clean
or
off.
Pretty cold.
Whoa!
Hang
on a second.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Hey, my dad's got a foot amputation story.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I think you've told us this.
Yeah.
Can we try to
he
guess
again? He
doesn't
have again? A foot?
I think so.
Let's get him on the show.
Oh. No. His dad cut off some
dude's
foot.
Yeah, he was working at a hospital. No, he didn't cut it off, but he used to work at a hospital.
He didn't even ask.
He was an orderly.
I was about to ask if he was an orderly. Just because I'm orderly.
He was a disorderly. Hey. Yeah, so this guy was going to get his foot amputated, and sure. So my dad was in there, like, cleaning it.
Yeah, no.
And, with his tongue?
And while he was rubbing this foot with a
soap?
With a baby wipe or something, I don't know, one of the toes came off.
Yes! Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
Good God. Yeah. Why are you applauding that, right you off. Sick man?
That's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Did he it put is, the toe in his pocket?
Did he put a toothpick in it and then put it back on the foot?
Like a fucking birthday cake?
And then they charged him $5 for the toothpick?
Oh, no. Of course they did.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. It's a hospital billing joke. What do you think? I'm working on it. Hospital humor. I do the hospice circuit.
Oh no.
Hey, so I hear you guys about to die.
I hope you don't get a headache. Get a fucking $10 aspirin. I don't know. I can't. I don't know. You're the billing joke expert.
I am. You got to run that by me first. You can't Carlos Mencia my fucking medical billing jokes, man.
I was trying to go with the
right in my face. In my face.
I know. I'm sorry.
Mencia'd.
Damn. McDonald's created a grease-proof gaming chair.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
The chair comes equipped with a French fry holster. Dedicated dip holders, Brian, UK.
That's cool, yeah.
A burger, quote, heat zone, and grease-proof leather.
Is this true?
I don't know, man.
It sounds made up.
What do we name? What did they name it? The McGrease Trap?
Oh, McGrease Trap is cool.
The McGrease Chair?
Who's doing this? McDonald's Corp?
McDonald's is memeing right now, I think.
Yeah, they must be.
And it doesn't take much to buy a chair.
Right, and customize
McDonald's,
it
the
for
brand that brought the world McStuffins, which I don't know what that is. And then this terrifying Ronald McDonald glove puppet. Yeah, I guess they've always been memeing.
No love, no glove.
Okay.
Wait, what's I got this that backwards. Burger heat zone?
It's where you put your dick, dude.
Yeah, put your burger, man.
Yeah.
Don't you call that your burger?
Yeah, I call my dick my burger.
Come
but
on.
If it's a heat zone, baby girl.
Yeah, munch on my boyga.
Baby girl.
Baby
that thing's
girl.
Getting filled with cum.
Wait, the heat zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
they're fucking like, whatever so nice. The interface of this heat zone is. People are fucking through it.
Yeah.
I thought that's what the dedicated dip holder was for.
And that's why, and that's yeah. why it's greaseproof.
Wait, what do I dip in here?
My balls?
Greaseproof leather. I didn't even know that existed. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And also just for a greasy ass person too could just
does it have a price on it?
I didn't go that far.
That's okay.
Two.
I'd have to read this whole article. Nice. They don't even say.
You could search for dollar sign.
Not on the dollar menu.
Wow.
It's called the McCrispy Ultimate Gaming Chair.
McCrispy Ultimate Gaming Chair.
I don't know why. I think what was it? McGrease Trap? That's a lot better.
Yeah, for sure.
Were you saying there, Arturo?
No, speaking of grease traps, headline reads, I'm too pretty to work. Fuck getting up at 6 a.m. every day for 60 years. So this is a social media turned headline.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok.
You try 9 to 5. She's a 10 out of 10. Is she in fact?
She's not a 10 out of 10, but she is hot. And I know you're trying to trigger me with this, dude, but she's right. Nah, she is right.
Wow, your worker's rights.
You don't work for 60 years.
Well,
you might.
You could.
A lot of people do.
I mean,
a lot of people do.
If you start at 18, you get a Walmart job.
I mean, she's talking about, you know, like career. How people retire around 60, you know, they're 63 or whatever.
Are you saying that this pretty girl doesn't know math? That's insane. She's cute. But here's the thing. What I agree with her. I mean, she doesn't need to say it. Everyone already knows.
Say it. Don't spray it.
If you're a pretty girl, you don't have to work. You just like if you're smart enough
go suck a dick.
To suck a high value dick.
Right.
Then
yeah,
you don't
dabble
have to,
on
don't dabble on the dirty dick, dude.
Don't,
none of those hourlies.
Ladies.
You know?
None of these hourlies out here. Yeah, I know you probably have a job at a restaurant. Don't suck the fry cook's dick, dude.
No, you gotta go find Ronald McDonald.
It's so crazy. If you want to get pussy, go work at a restaurant.
It is, yeah.
It's so crazy. Everyone there always fucking.
I know, but the problem is...
Even the busboy fucking.
But if I went there now at my age, I would have to be the manager, and you're not supposed
you don't have to
fuck.
You could be the
not
scumbag.
Supposed to.
You should be the
what
scumbag
busboy. What if this is a strip club, man?
Oh, my God.
That's just part of the repertoire.
Now, you don't want to fuck on the strip club, because it's gross and it's easy.
Let him answer that question.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, you're right, dude. That would be hot, dude. Yeah. And then they're like, look, hey, we want to give you a raise. It's like, look, the young pussy is payment enough.
Hey, Brian, what's it going to take to get center stage tonight?
What do you mean?
He's still on strip clubs.
You're talking about like you're bare pussy in a room, dude?
No. The girls like to be on the main stage so that they can advertise for the lap dances.
Yep.
So she's asking you, what does it take for me to get on that main stage schedule?
Oh, what? This? Yeah,
a blowjob?
Suck my damn dick.
Suck my damn dick. What do you think? Why you even ask? Now I'm not even hard no more.
I would think
it took too long.
Brian's
to start
like four in at this point.
Four in.
Four BJs four, in? Yeah. I can't handle that at my age.
What?
I can barely get
don't
two.
Don't knock until you tried it.
No, well, you're right. I mean, if they're that hot.
It's spread out through the day.
Yeah,
it
and it's,
be, yeah you've been
it's
up
different
since,
blowjobs.
Yeah. You've been up since 6 a.m.
Different people. It's whenever
like
there's a different
PM,
person, you got a different refractory.
I forgot about that.
The if club's starting to fill up.
Right.
I forgot about the breakfast club that comes in.
Yeah.
And then the lunch club.
After they go walk the mall, they go over to the damn strip club to go look at the young ladies.
Morning strippers, dude.
Uh-huh.
How many days off a week do you think you would take with a job like that?
Wait, am I the manager of a strip club?
You're the one getting the BJs all day long.
I'm taking 7 days off.
No.
So you're never going
to
work?
It's hurting cats, man.
I think I go in.
You're like, fuck that job.
For an hour every day. You go in, I get my blowjob, and leave.
Do the schedule, and then throw the keys to Daryl.
That's ideal. You don't have to work that much, and then Daryl has to clean up your dirty work.
My God, make sure nobody fucking comes on my chair, okay?
And Daryl's like, except me.
No, like, I said nobody, Daryl. God damn it, how many times I got to tell you, Daryl, don't come on my chair. I was trying to be polite to tell you, don't come in my chair.
Yeah, but...
And there's this permanent spot right by your crotch.
Sorry.
Are these the same balls? Is this the same girl?
Yeah, she grew up a little bit.
Which one's grown up?
The right.
I think it's just the brunette looks more grown. She looks different.
Yeah.
Anyways, great for radio, but do you think she needs to work?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she.
There's a lot of people that don't need to work.
I want her to work, but does she need to work?
I don't think any of us should work.
Describe work, though.
No, but dudes have to work.
Yeah.
Unless you're already rich.
I mean, isn't working on her TikTok or making dinner for her boo like working?
No. Well, no.
No. Is making dinner for your boo working?
Hell yeah, it is.
I mean,
how much are you getting paid per hour?
If I were marrying her,
about money? Are we talking about return?
Talking about
I think
love.
She might be too pretty to not have a maid.
Talking about love. Yeah, she probably has a maid already.
Oh, man. Just trying to defeat this whole thing, huh?
No, I agree with you that I hate hot women that don't work. But I'm telling you that...
You also hate hot women that do work.
That's true. But I like them. I respect them more. I say, you know what?
God, the only hot
you don't respect
you like,
how hot you are, and you go
you're
out...
Dumb
you
as
work,
hell.
Yeah, you work when you don't have to.
Right.
I like that.
You should know your worth.
And you don't?
I like that you don't, but you should know it.
Yeah. So
regardless of me liking that you don't.
I am agreeing with you on one level. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
In spirit, I think this is unjust, and I think everyone should be treated equally, no matter how hot they are. Yeah, but that's not the way of the world.
That's not how it
coming
works.
From the model of the millennium.
Yeah, man.
He's got pretty privilege.
I'm a fucking... I
know.
Got
pretty privilege.
Yeah,
man. It's it's pretty cool up top.
Monkey yeah.
on top.
Bottle, man.
What's up, nerds?
What's up, dude? What's
the best
up,
part
uglies?
About being on top is whenever I come, it's trickle down economy for the rest of y'all.
If you're on top, you can't get cummed on.
You don't,
that's what
you
I
never
always
get
say.
Cummed on when you're on top.
Yeah.
So you guys want to hear a story about a young Brian?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
More than anything in this world.
I had chutzpah back then, dude.
Here we go. Cobra dies after being bitten by 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's
in
right,
India.
Wow. Bitch.
So
you
when Brian was 8,
bitch.
He went to India and got bit by a cobra.
I was on my E-Pray love trip and just trying to figure things out.
But then he bites the cobra back.
Yep.
And the cobra dies.
Yeah, bitch.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, I got pissed, dude. I was great. Very zen. I was like, no matter what happens, I'm gonna let it be. But this cobra was fucking, it bit me, dude, and I reacted and
it's
I fucking
circle of life and you bit it back.
I bit it back. I apologized. I kissed it and I said, good night, sweet prince, but that's what you get. What was that?
Because you bit its head off. You just tried to put it back together.
You tried to put it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toothpick.
No, this kid rules, dude. Good for him.
That's a fucking... There's a dick on this child.
Yeah,
it did
got
make
a big,
me think, though, if that happened to you, do you think you could bite a cobra back?
I
don't think it
would.
I would leave.
Beat the shit out of
it.
Oh, yeah. Bites
I would,
you.
I would
get a shove.
Off me and, but then I would get a
you
stick.
You try to rip
I'd,
it off.
I wouldn't bite the fucking snake. I'm not an 8-year-old child.
I guess if you're really pissed, I bet he just got really pissed. Sometimes when you get really pissed, you bite things.
Well, children bite things a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when they're pissed.
I think I might get so pissed that I would bite someone if they were like,
but you
were close.
The snake. Would you bite a snake back?
No.
You would probably just fling it around like a whip and crack its brain.
Try to rip it apart.
I would never bite a snake.
No.
But if you had a gun on you, would you have no reservation? Yeah, you'd just pull it out.
A snake? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'd shoot it a lot of times.
How close would you let it get?
Wait, until I shot at it?
Yeah.
If I already have a gun and I'm not bitten?
I'm not getting close.
Am I not bitten?
You recognize it 20 feet away.
I respect it enough to not get that close to it.
I
respect
it
enough to shoot it from 20
feet. If I know it gets 20 feet, I'm backing up.
Okay, and it moves fast, gets like 2 feet into you.
Rat-tat-tat on its monkey ass.
Yeah.
How are you going to bring that gun on a plane?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, what are you even talking about?
Florida the traveler stuffed gun into a raw chicken.
Oh, I see. Man, you know what? Sometimes I get mad at you, Arthur, and then I realize that it's
right
all my
back
fault.
In. We're right
it's
back in.
It's always my fault.
It stays in the pocket.
I know.
Stays in the pocket. And tried to bring it on a plane.
Okay.
Hold on.
Don't do it!
Don't do it.
No!
The plot chickens.
Dun, dun, dun.
Reads a TSA Instagram caption recounting the personal foul.
You don't get three. I'm sorry, dude. You don't get three.
Yes.
And
there's only two.
There's only two.
Isn't stuffed?
Stuffed.
Is that not? Probably not.
Not really.
It's a far one. It's a stretch.
I don't think they meant it.
If it was a turkey.
Right.
They could have used the word smuggled.
Did he just think that the scanner wouldn't pick it up? Or did he? Is a check back situation?
What if one of his friends was like, "Look, dude, there's something about chicken meat. It like blocks.
No, no.
It blocks the lasers.
I believe you.
There's it's,
you believe me.
It scatters the imagery.
You don't have to. I believe you.
It's a Florida traveler.
It is a Florida traveler. No offense.
I gotta finish my. I practiced this whole sales pitch about the chicken.
So
just let me finish
there's,
it.
There's the photons.
I believe
in
you.
The chicken.
Chicken photons.
Wow. What do you think he wanted to do with it? I think he might have just wanted for protection. Oh, I guess can you put it in your...
You can check it.
You can check it?
You can check it.
That's cool.
You have to let them know.
Yeah, and you have to have a license.
But what if someone else accidentally... What if someone else sneaks a chicken gun on the plane and you need to be the good guy with the chicken gun?
The only way to stop a bad guy with a chicken gun...
Is a good guy.
With a chicken gun. Because you know what you want to be doing... 30,000 feet in the air is blowing holes in the goddamn plane.
I would rather that than what if you're on flight 90, whatever it's called?
They had knives.
Yeah, it's
jump.
Oh,
man.
They did
93. Yeah.
Those fucking pussies. Do you believe that they all jumped them, or were they just trying to make up a story?
Why does the captain go down?
Because I'm the captain.
If they all jumped him,
what's up?
If they all jumped him, did he already kill the captain and the co-captain?
That might have been what happened. I don't
and
know the
nobody
story.
Else knows how to pull up on the sticks. Everybody's seen a fucking movie.
I know, but how far? I'm sure they might have even like played. They might
it's
even
all on
flown
autopilot.
It. Oh, yeah. But they might have turned off the autopilot.
The terrorists?
Yeah.
Maybe. But just pull up on the sticks.
Look, can I just say that the official stance of the Slam City podcast is that 9/11
was
bad.
An inside job.
And it was also an inside job.
Right. First of all, let's get this off of our chest.
It's bad.
Because it's starting to sound like we don't think so, but... 9/11 was bad.
Don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Is what I said.
I don't think you can do 9/11/01 anymore.
You can. Nah, you can do a new one.
You can do a new one. Different date.
The new 9/11.
It's like new Coke Zero. The new 9/11.
People don't like it as much, dude.
Yeah.
They're like...
old 9/11 was better. What would make new 9/11 worse than old 9/11?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
That's a deep one.
I don't know what's good and bad anymore in this situation. But,
speaking of bad situations,
dog seen carrying severed human arm leads police to decapitated body.
Oh, you think the dog was just being a little rascal, or he was being a lassie?
No. He wasn't reporting this shit.
He was just
dog found
playing?
Some shit and was running out, and someone's like, "Oh my god, this fucker has an arm! He got an arm!" is what they said. He got an arm,
maybe.
He got a damn arm.
This is Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Mayor Chakwa Antar Lumumba. What do you think,
Sweet.
Irish?
Yes. Sweet.
Yeah, I was thinking Swedish, too.
No, I think this is like African or something.
Jackson? Jackson, Africa?
No. I believe this is Jackson, Mississippi.
He's an American, but he has African descent.
A descendant. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Chakwa? Or he could be from Africa.
He could be straight from Africa, dog.
Right.
They let them be mayors now.
Sure, man.
which is I
hey, you've always been saying,
I've always said,
hey, let Africans be mayors. Let them be mayors.
Let's give them a shot.
So the severed human arm.
Uh-huh. You have a watch on it?
A countdown clock?
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, and it zooms in on the countdown clock, and it's like the Olsen twins is like the arms.
That's stupid.
And then when both twins are at 12.
I love that you're always trying.
18 years old.
I love that in your mind, dude, all these news stories happen in the same universe. Which, yeah. I guess they do.
The same exact time, which is Olsen time.
Which was 1997 or whatever.
Do you think
it was.
They said once it went to zero, the website went ding, Olsen time?
Olsen time.
Oh, wait, so this guy, he was obviously doing nefarious things to get his arm chopped off.
And his head.
But he was the kind of guy that he was like, you know, he was kind of a rough and tumble guy. So he had the Olsen countdown clock on his wrist.
On his wrist.
So you're saying this is a guy that got severed?
Yes.
Yeah, because he was it's obviously a bad, he was a kind of a bad guy.
Could have been a woman.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
He might have been.
They would have never found her.
That's true.
Said a woman with a Mickey Mouse watch.
Look,
she also had the Olsen twins once.
The Jackson mayor said, the mutilation of a body, my reaction is one of disgust, is one of concern.
His reaction is one of concern?
Yeah.
You want to ask me about damn bodies? Well, what I say is, concern.
I'm concerned. That's weird. That's a weird, like, personal way to say it.
It is very distant.
My reaction is one of disgust, is one of concern.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I'm concerned. What's like it called? It's passive. Yeah,
passive voice when the bullet discharged.
Yeah.
It hit an African-American man.
Shit, dude.
Many times.
What if it shot his ear off and he was deformed? Or maybe the guy got cut in a fire and he was mangled.
No, this is decapitated body.
He's trying to transition us.
Oh, I see. God, you're... I gotta trust the process more, dude. The spy who saved me, former CIA master of disguise, helps disfigured people come out of hiding. Robert Barron used disguise undercover agents for the CIA. The 80-year-old ex-spy now rebuilds faces for those disfigured by diseases, burns, or crimes, which is nice.
Is that the feel-good story to close it out, guys?
It is a feel-good story. Yeah. Because
it's like a Hollywood makeup artist.
Yeah, you know, on Mission Impossible when they take off the
prosthetics?
Or face off whenever. Yeah.
When he took the, what
took
was it?
His right? face.
Yeah.
Well, the mask off. Yeah. Oh. And then he was again? Nick Cage again.
Wow.
He was
wild. And he had sex with his wife.
Whoa!
Oh, he fucked his wife.
Wow, that's rape.
Yeah. That's stealthing.
Oh my god. No, it's different, but it's also it's like when you do the thing, you know,
right, when you have twin brothers.
Right.
And you tag him in.
Yeah, it's rape. Sorry. Sorry to ruin the fun. I mean, we talked about twins. This is kind of a book ending on twins fucking. But I'm not done with the story, though. The reason that I wanted to bring it in is, like, just imagine.
Yeah.
You go meet this girl, dude. She's hot as hell.
Oh, no.
She's at the bar, dude.
Yeah.
She goes back, dude.
It's like, damn, you look like you got made up by a CIA agent.
She looks good.
Damn,
no, she looks good, and she takes her bra off, and you notice she was stuffing. You're like, oh, that's a little.
Like the boobs come
that's
off?
A bit dishonest.
No, the boobs don't come off.
She
I'm
had
not
a
talking
padded
about,
bra.
She had a padded bra.
Like two padded bra.
Like, oh, okay. I mean, that's a little, that's like
so false. She went from, say, like a C down to like a B, B minus.
Yeah. So it's like, it's false advertising, but she's still hot,
really
whatever. But then she takes off her damn nose, dude.
Whoa.
Because she got a friggin', she's disfigured. So
and
she
got caught in a fire and her nose burned off.
Whoa. I've never been here before.
He's got a literally skull fucker.
I've never been here before.
Yeah, man. What if you fucked her damn nose hole?
What if?
Because right now, the way I like noses, dude, but the fact they should have just had one hole instead of two small holes, one big hole.
Doesn't they should have one big hole that they can make tighter.
But doesn't a nose hole and a skull just kind of look sharp to you?
Yeah.
Well,
this part, you know, like whenever like there's
behind
a skull,
your nose.
This part's like very jagged.
Okay. So you don't want that.
Seems dangerous.
It's like, kind of like a meat grinder.
There's skin over it. Come on. There's skin over it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll try it, man.
Yeah. Basically, you'd just be like,
but what if you just
coming in her sinuses?
Whoa.
Ew.
Sorry, baby. You probably need some Tylenol to cold his sinus after that load.
Oh, man.
I'll go to the C store and never see you again.
Congestion.
Upset stomach. Diarrhea.
Damn.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. You want substitutions?
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it. Dynamite,
dynamite. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese Sasuke contestant. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at standing on one foot and touching his nose while allegedly drunk. Allegedly. So grab a costume and chalk your hands, because these headlines are waiting at the top of the warped wall. This is Burrito's Neatville News.
Segment.
Man, I just got a, I was checking messages. I got another show, dude. Someone offered me another show.
Hey, congratulations,
nice,
buddy.
Dude? That's nice.
Nice.
I killed it last night, by the way.
Tell us about it, Brian!
I did a stand-up show, and it was like 100 people, a bunch of young, hot fucking pieces
of shit.
Some college kids.
Yes! Best audience. Youngins.
They pissed me off, because I was like, why am I not fucking you guys right now? You ever feel like
did
that?
Did you ask him that, though?
No.
You should have.
Damn
you should
it, that
would have
been funny as
my
fuck.
My God, you motherfuckers are beautiful.
God,
my
look how gorgeous y'all are.
Sir.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful man.
Hold this camera.
Kill him with kindness.
Sir, you're a beautiful man.
That one's free.
Let me see that dick, yo.
Let me see.
God damn, that's a beautiful dick. And lady, you see this? Oh, you see it every night?
God damn, that's a beautiful dick.
God damn, that's a beautiful dick.
Man, that's some merch that I'll sell at the table after the show.
Beautiful
God damn, that's a beautiful dick.
God damn, that's a beautiful dick.
Burrito, is this your segment?
What is a
segment? Sasuke.
What is
you
that?
You guys used to watch Ninja Warrior.
Oh.
Tell us about it.
But like the Japanese one?
Yeah, it's called Sasuke.
Is this that obstacle course?
Yeah.
Sasuke. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, woo! It's the obstacle course where they used to try and get to the end of it and then...
Yeah, climb
it used
wall.
To be undefeated for a while, yeah. But now everybody's damn defeated.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
I used to watch American Ninja. It's the same as American Ninja Warrior? Yeah. I used to watch it with my mom over COVID.
That's why
yeah.
they call it American Ninja Warrior.
In Japan, it's just called Ninja Warrior.
Such a little sexy.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's kind of like what they call a Mexican pizza in Mexico.
Just a pizza.
Just pizza.
Yeah. Just pizza.
That's your best pizza. Bit, by the way.
So yeah, Ninja Warrior may be coming to the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool. Mine as well.
So in 2028, LA is a site.
They got fucking biathlon.
Apparently, that's where it's coming.
Nice.
Yeah, biathlon. All you gotta do is go there and be a bi guy.
Oh yeah, that's right. But crazy. You do have to fuck both men and women.
You do, which is difficult if you don't like it.
Whoever does the most wins.
Yeah.
But you have to actually make them come, which is impossible.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. Making if you can make men and women come, dude.
Making men come is easy.
That's demigod mode.
You think you can?
Yeah, dude.
You think you can jerk off a dick?
I fucking
jerk off. Fucking prove it.
Bullshit.
Sexy ass.
Nah, dude.
Bullshit, dude.
It's like,
no fucking way you can make a dude come.
Oh my God. Two bros, dude.
No like, fucking way.
Just
oh
broing out, dude, and then they end
God.
Up.
Oh my. Nope.
Man, you are lying.
No, no, you're not getting the sauce. No. No! Damn it, am I gay? God damn it!
Dude.
You are a smelly
great for radio. Over. I wish you needed to see the video of Gemini's face as he was reluctantly coming inside yeah. of his bro's mouth.
Yeah. Reluctantly crashed out his bro's mouth?
Reluctantly coming in my bro's mouth.
Chewing and chewing.
And he's going the distance! All right,
so the Sasuke thing is coming to the LA Olympics. In 2028, what do we think?
28, yeah, I'll watch it. It'd be cool.
Yeah, who's winning?
America?
Fuck yeah!
Ooh.
We hosting.
We might have perfected it, dude.
Yeah,
or we might fix those games. You
we're
know
pretty
what I mean?
Fucking strong as Americans, and they whenever there's something nerdy to do, they fucking love it. They attack it and they keep going. They build models in their backyard so they can practice.
They do,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, Ninja Warrior.
And they start gyms. They have like American Ninja Warrior gyms.
Wow, have you been to one?
There's muscle gyms in Japan.
We just call them gyms.
How do you like how these...
And they serve pancakes.
These endurance rounds
the only gyms
have
I've been
replaced
in.
Like Biggest Loser.
What's that?
Like on TV. Like on primetime TV, Ninja Warrior or American Ninja Warrior replaced a show like Biggest Loser.
I think they're still Biggest Loser.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's politically correct anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they say it like that anymore.
The weight loss game has moved on.
There's always been shows like American Ninja Warrior, like obstacle courses.
Mm-hmm. Like MXC.
Oh, and American Gladiator.
And there's Wipeout. Like
American Gladiator.
American Gladiator.
The Aggro Crag, what was
Guts.
That?
Oh, Guts. Guts.
Yeah, Guts. There you go. The Aggro Crag, always wanted.
Who wants a piece of the crag?
Always wanted to the crag,
let's
dude.
All put in $20 and can get a piece of the crag.
So we're saying Biggest Loser's OG?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you won, you used to get a piece of the crag. God,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Just imagine knowing you're like 11 in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, my fucking buddy had fucking a piece of the crag, dude.
Or you go over to his house and he has a piece of the aggro crag. Dude, that guy, I would have sucked his little dick, dude.
Right.
Something tells me the rich kids could afford that.
There's no way you can make me come.
Oh, yeah?
No, I got a piece of the crag. Look, think you can fucking jump on the crag?
If I make you come, you got to give me the crag, dude.
No way, dude.
All right.
You're not getting the crag.
It's going to be win-win. You going to come? I'm going to get the crag.
Yeah. Or I'm going to keep the crag and I just got a fresh suck dick. That sound like win-win to me.
Hey, by the way, every story you do, Burrito, it's going to end in this bit.
So I hope it's good.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Well, Tokyo police apprehended the Lego Kid and the end of the conferences.
Our wheels are already turning, baby.
How did they catch them?
I'm not sure.
Are they robbing Lego stores? Tell me about the Lego Kid.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
So there's
the Lego Kid.
It's like Toys R Us.
Lego sets have become kind of expensive lately.
Dude, they're hella.
So it's been kind of lucrative to go and steal Lego sets and sell them on the black market. Black Lego market.
Robin Hood, dog. Well, no, it would be if he was giving it to kids. That would be like more of a Robin.
Maybe he is. Some of them.
No, well, I don't know.
Maybe he's feeding his kid.
What?
He's feeding his kid with the ill-gotten gain. Okay. So
I'll allow that.
Tertiary Robin Hood.
Is the Lego Kid selling it on the black market, or do we know?
They were. It says Tokyo Metropolitan Police took the alleged Lego Kid. Oh, yeah. So because all of these robberies have been happening, the news dubbed the thief the Lego Kid.
Nice. Yeah.
But turns out this Lego Kid was a 24-year-old.
He's a kid.
And he's been charged with the theft of 12 toys.
Whoa!
12?
On one night.
Fucking
oh, in one night?
Whoa.
Yeah.
One more night.
It's unclear how law enforcement was able to finally track down the Lego Kid, but they also arrested two accomplices.
I know.
19
exactly.
Furious how it happened. Angles. How?
They're selling this shit, right?
Inside job.
No. They're selling this shit, and then they sold it to the wrong fucking nerd.
Gah.
And this guy's like, I'm going to call a cop on you.
I don't want to say it again.
I'm going to call a cop on you.
Oh, what a friggin'.
Yeah.
Narc?
Narc, dude. He bought some Legos off Silk Road. Now he's... turning in his dealer. It's such a nerd thing to do.
I bet there's probably, I mean, no offense to the Japanese people, but I bet there's a lot of narcs there just because of the honor culture.
Kind of a narky culture.
Well, here's what happened. So the 24-year-old and the 17-year-old suspect have denied the charges of shoplifting $400 worth of toys, saying they don't remember.
Bullshit.
However, the 19-year-old is said to be cooperating with police and reportedly admitted that all three of them.
Oh my
All
God.
All three of them sold
the goods dilemma,
and sold everything afterwards.
Prisoner's Dilemma, classic situation. If the 19-year-old would just shut the fuck up, they're all good, maybe. Yeah. But
no, they're probably fine.
Maybe. Yeah. But you know what? Slow I will say up. 2 out of 3 is not bad because...
Especially the 17-year-old.
This is the first time in one of your stories... They shut the fuck up and they don't admit to the crime. They always admit to the crime.
Right? You're right.
So this is awesome.
You're absolutely right.
We got to give credit where credit's due on the 2 out of 3 of the Lego Kid.
Lego Kid and Lego Kid Jr.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
You little 19-year-old narc, though.
You need to choose your friends wisely is the lesson here, Lego Kid.
It also turns out that all three of them met doing train photography. They're all train otaku.
Hey, what are you guys doing later? Oh, I'm going to steal a shitload of Legos. Yeah, you mind if I tag along? No, I don't. But I don't think you can suck my dick until I come. I doubt it.
No, in this situation, the two guys are like, I don't.
I doubt you could.
No, we're not doing
that. It's a 19-year-old. He wouldn't suck my dick. I'm fucking turning on him.
I said that I could suck your dick, and they said, okay, we believe you. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, and then they said, stop trying to suck my dick. Get your hands off my zipper. Really mean. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so we stole $400 worth of Legos.
Is this a plot of a hentai?
These cops are going after these kids for $400.
Is this a plot of a yaoi novel?
Suck my dick?
Maybe. What you guys are talking about with the whole train photographers.
My yowie.
It's like a genre.
I think you understand what fundamentally.
What's my yowie?
I think you fundamentally understand what yowie is.
It's like a porn thing?
Yeah, it is.
It's a sex thing?
It's dude on dude.
Tell us about it, Brito.
My yowie makes a lot of sense now.
Dude on dude on dude.
Sure.
Because this is a trio here.
Train photography?
They're literally running a train.
Yeah.
They're taking pics of themselves fucking each other.
That's what they mean by train photography.
They didn't mention Lemon Party.
This is actually taking pictures of a train.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that.
Play along.
Yeah. Apparently.
We live in a man of make-believe.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
People in these train communities have often... are regularly implicated in acts of violence, trespassing, and
generally rude behavior. So they're like the incels of Japan.
Yeah, so they are. So these are weaponized autists, huh?
It feels like it because
you would think they'd be docile.
Who loves trains this much? Children.
I know. I mean, they're all autistic, right? They love trains.
Something like that.
I just didn't think they were that violent.
You've ever heard of strength?
I have. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of strength?
I have heard of strength.
Well, they have strength.
That's true.
They just don't know that they do.
Oh, is the next story a follow up?
It is. This is an update.
Oh my God.
Ongoing saga.
Charges dropped against the elderly Japanese man who nailed the Putin voodoo dolls to the sacred shrine trees.
Wow.
Hell yeah. That's right.
He said no blood, no foul.
No blood, no foul.
He was citing the law of blood versus foul.
Yeah.
Storied case.
So what was the story of this thing? He was protesting Putin, so he like nailed it to a cross. Like
a tree.
Jesus.
Yeah,
a shrine tree.
Okay.
A sacred tree.
He's nailing these little voodoo dolls, Japanese voodoo dolls, to sacred trees in these shrines, performing a little
witchcraft?
Ceremony to put a curse on whoever the voodoo doll is supposed to represent.
Which in this case is the sexy-ass leader of Russia.
Shirtless.
The shirtless bear riding dude.
Bear riding. When did he start riding bears? He's always ridden bears.
Whoa!
Hey.
Yeah, don't question the official state story.
Putin goes up to bears and like, I bet you can't make me come.
Like, I fucking bet.
Yeah! Comrade, I bet you cannot make me come.
Comrade.
Yeah, comrade.
I give you vodka.
Comrade.
You're not gonna suck my dick?
Hey, first you come rag, now you come rag.
No!
Wait,
no!
You said come rag?
Uh-huh.
No, dude.
From comrade to come rag, the Vladimir Putin story.
Yeah, that's the gay porn. Russian gay porn.
Hey, man, we told you.
That's kind of a fucking...
You guys just took like a diarrhea dump all over BNN.
No, that was more of a bukkake. We're progressing a bit.
That's cool, man. How do you feel about that, Brito?
We have this whole...
Are you okay with that?
We have a storyline now.
I think he's fine.
Comrade to comrade.
Yeah, man, he loves comrade to comrade.
Yeah.
It's comrade to comrade.
That's great.
It's really good.
It's poetry.
Man, it's gonna suck when we become mature, dude, and we're like in the other galaxies.
Yeah,
like those
damn nerds.
There's like no cum bits on those podcasts.
They don't even know what cum is.
No, they don't have cum.
Brian McFly, king of cum bits.
King of comedy.
Are they listening to all these episodes in reverse order?
Random order.
I like that.
It's on shuffle.
Funnier.
It gets more cum based, and then they progressively get more and more drunk. Oh, you're on season one stuff. Yeah, you know. It's a bit of a mess. Anyway, that was Burrito's Nipo News.
BNN.
I'm glad they let that guy go.
Yeah, me too. He was just being like a little mouthy blowhard.
Right, he wouldn't hurt nobody.
No.
Yeah.
Unless he actually killed Putin with this thing, then maybe Putin could go after him.
Do you think he was like, "This is a cancer nail"? I don't know. I can't do it. It's probably better.
I think it was a Japanese accent.
Russian to me.
He's a Japanese dude.
Cancer nail.
Nope.
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 Bullshit.
Nope.
No. Is that offensive? Just to go.
Yeah. I think so.
What? I'm not even saying anything.
You don't have to.
I guess they
can't see you doing that thing with your hands on your eyes.
Yeah. On my what?
Your hands on your eyes.
Yeah. Like pulling your eyes apart.
Oh, man.
At least they can't see you doing
that. Like your butt cheeks?
Yeah.
You're spreading your eyes like your butt cheeks?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be wrong.
I'm glad we're recording this episode.
Hey, yeah, man. This time we
first
made
time
sure
in
to
a
hit.
Long time.
It wasn't that long.
I know.
It was a few weeks, though.
It's fine.
Cool. Life well, good on. Job, everybody. That was the show.
It was the show. Hey, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Shove it up your ass.
Ooh, stick it. Ooh.
Damn. How many times do I say shove?
Never.
Okay, stick it up your ass.
There it is.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!